This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are Metallic Dragons.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yes, this guy is my favorite. the brass dragon is so good.
Really?
This whole first paragraph, I'm just going to read it in its entirety because it's really great.
Okay.
Brass dragons are great talkers, but not particularly good conversationalists. They're egotistical and often boorish. They often have useful information, but will divulge it only after drifting off the subject many times and after hints that a gift would be appreciated. What are you guys doing?
I think that they're just describing somebody that they hate.
Yeah, this is a subtweet. Somebody like Jonathan Brass is like the guy who one of the 70 writers of the Monstrous Manual like grew up with.
Yep.
And didn't like this guy, and he's like, man, that fucko, he always put me to sleep with his story, so let's give him sleep gas,
you know,
as his breath. And he keeps cornering me at parties. So like, is this the one where like they will corner you?
Oh yeah.
If you try to leave
before they feel like they've gotten to say their piece, they will pin you down and oftentimes use their sleep gas on you.
You wake up to them droning on about the time they visited Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah,
like their territories always contain several spots where they can bask fine and trap unwary travelers into conversation. Like, and the picture is so good for this guy.
It's like, it is.
That reminds me.
He's even got the beard. That's pretty great.
He's really good. Like, this is a very good entry in this book. Like, this makes it all worth it. Like, when we get to this or dolphin or something like that, it's like, this is all worth it.
Yep. They're best buds with sphinxes. When they turn into great worms, they can summon a djinn once a week. So they
but they would feel guilty if they died.
A friend.
Yeah, it's so sad. This reminds me, I wish for you to listen to me talk about the meals I had last week.
Let me tell you about this delectable coin.
Yeah.
Yes. I drink the morning dew out of this. Wait, what? I'm sorry. Yeah. This is actually really interesting. Tell me about what you eat.
Yeah, I wish you would be interested, Jen. We got bronze dragons. Or go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think it really is interesting that even though they live in barren steppes, they gain the most sustenance from morning dew.
I love that too. It's like Mountain Dew. This is totally a subtweet for like a really aggressive party nerd.
Totally.
That's intentional. Bronze dragons are slightly less interesting. These are good guys though.
Yes.
And they love humans.
Yes, they are, and they actually disguise themselves as friendly animals, and they love riddles and harmless contests. I like these guys. They're so benign.
I like these guys too. Yeah. Like, you guys want to play Smash? Like, it just they're fascinated by warfare and will eagerly join an army if the cause is just and the pay is good.
Mm-hmm. But even though they will accept a gift, if it is presented as some kind of bribe, they will not take it.
Yes. Yeah.
They do not take to having their ethics challenged.
Yeah. I also like to consider this guy Marty Mouthfart is what I was calling him when I was looking through the thing, because one of his breath weapon is a cloud of repulsion gas. So it's just like this guy, you know, farts out of his mouth, and that's what he does. And nobody wants to hang around him, but like, he wants to be around them. He's curious, but he keeps burping, and it's really foul.
However, Gary, this is one of the guys. When they're young, they can create food and water.
I like that too.
Guess you have some horchata. Yeah,
it's me, Bronze Dragon. All of these are getting. Man, I'm clinically depressed. All of these, it just seems sad to me. This idea, because so you have breath weapon, right? And like, you breathe out your repulsion gas. That's gonna stay on your breath for like at least a half hour, right?
It's gonna stick on you. Like, there's gonna be a little bit of blowback.
I have a friend, he's still my buddy, who like consistently forgets to brush his teeth in the morning, like maybe like 2 out of every 3 days, it feels like. I don't think it's quite that much, but it just seems very frequent. So every once in a while, he just has this like murder breath. And he's a really good dude, but you just don't want to be around him because bad breath is awful.
Yeah.
You know, not to blow minds, but like, it's pretty unpleasant to have someone breathing fart in your nose, like, no good.
And this guy tries to do penance for that, by which I mean your friend, by hunting pirates.
Oh yeah.
Disabling or destroying their ships. So he's out there with Greenpeace scuttling their ships.
Mm-hmm. Bronze piece. So next we got Copper Dragon.
Yeah.
This is the wild card.
Oh yeah, this guy.
Yeah. He's a joke teller, prankster, and riddler who is prideful but not a good loser.
Right.
Even though they are reasonably good winners.
Yep.
What a weird sentence. It's just a very funny thing to pin down. Like, yep. How good a winner is the blue dragon? We know how good a winner this guy is.
Yeah. But it definitely paints the picture, right? Like, yeah. he's a bad loser and a bad winner.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And they try to trick their opponents mm-hmm. into making mistakes.
Yeah.
And stuff.
they really like doing these disorienting jump attacks. They're all about kind of like crowd management, it seems, because one of their breath weapons is slow gas.
The metallic dragons get like all the powers of the chromatic ones plus,
right?
So all these guys have two different breath weapons. They can kind of switch between chambers of like, you know, bio sacs in their throat.
And what's amazing about this, all of their powers are dedicated to making mazes for people.
Yeah. Like making mazes or making those little steps to jump from, mm-hmm. which again, like the way that my mind is alchemizing everything into sadness, like the idea of him just being like, oh, maybe some people will visit today. I guess I'll spend a few hours making some like perches to jump from. I don't know why it makes me sad. They're kind of like dragon Nick Offerman's. Like I just imagine them like sitting around crafting. And just kind of being amongst themselves and then being able to tell a joke as well.
But Dick Offerman doesn't seem sad.
No, he doesn't. It's just like, it's kind of sad from the outside, like an About Schmidt kind of thing. Like he's just kind of going through the motions.
Yeah. But they love to eat giant scorpions.
Oh
which
yeah.
Which is, that is very much their jam. Now we get to the goody two shoes.
Yeah. The gold dragon who hates injustice and foul play. It wasn't very sportsmanlike.
And they often embark on self-appointed quests to promote goodness. The gold dragon is like one step away from being Ignatius J. Riley.
He's the answer to the question nobody asked. I just thought it would help. Well, I mean, I'm sorry, I don't know. I'm only a genius.
Oh, look at me. Yeah. And even when they're wingless, oh god, these fuckers, I think they're better than us. When they're wingless, they can fly. So
yeah, they just kind of like they've got that. And this, I usually generally Eastern dragons, I'm not as into the design because they look like big snakes,
mm-hmm.
Which is fine, but I tend to like European like big dragon shaped dragons more. And right. This guy's got that. He looks like a big flying snake. Yeah. Like he looks like a parade dragon.
Right,
a little bit.
There are like seven people like walking along underneath him carrying him.
The best thing about him is that he can make one of his a rock that is under one of his scales a good luck rock once a day and give himself good luck, and then eventually, so it lasts a certain amount of time. Eventually the older it gets, the longer it lasts, so eventually it lasts all day.
Mm-hmm.
And he does it every morning, and the idea of this gigantic like majestic, you know, creature having just a daily ritual like that is really kind of charming to me. Like he wakes up, looks around for a rock, turns into a luck rock and jams it under his skin.
Yep. And that's something that's a detail from the General Dragons entry that I forgot to draw attention to. As they grow older, because every dragon is very greedy by default,
yes,
and as they amass their hoard and they sleep on it, gems become embedded in their hide.
So there's a lot about like turning their skin into armor and stuff, but another reason you might want to skin one of these good boys is because of the wealth found therein.
Yeah and their bed source.
Yeah.
And then finally we have the silver dragon, which is the gold dragon's more reasonable let's just say less obnoxious cousin.
He's like he's the Ravenclaw to the gold dragon's what is it, good guy, good boy squad, iron league. Hufflepuff, Ryan, like Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, yeah, Slytherin, Iron League.
Yeah. Manticore Mansion, there we go.
Yeah. Yep. There we are.
Yeah. These guys, they're all about disguising themselves as humans, and these are the ones that does not matter what size they are, they have to eat enough to sustain their native body mass.
So they hang out as a human just to hang out because they just want to be around.
Right, right.
They just like hanging out with people. They don't want to be born as dragons. They would rather be humans. And they just eat and they're still hungry. Like they, you know, they sit down and eat like, you know, two steaks and they're just like, Jesus Christ, buddy. And he's like, and then, you know, he's like, I got to go. And then goes out of town, flies off, eats like 70 cows and then comes back. Yep. You know,
he's like that character in the Zoo Race videos.
Yeah. Exactly like that. Yeah. But this is the one that has to say goodbye to their human companions.
Oh, yeah.
This is so sad. Like, yeah. For a human formed of their own, often have mortal companions. Frequently, they share deep friendships with mortals. Inevitably, however, the dragon reveals its true form and takes its leave to live a dragon's life for a time. Aw.
I just got to go do me for a while, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. Like, yeah, go take a break. Go work on a solo album.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sad.
If you need me, I'll be in the clouds. And then he reverses gravity.
if you need me, I'll be here. Now don't follow me. Breathe paralyzation gas.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.